The relevance of the non-aligned movement has been reiterated by the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration Designate, Thomas Korte. He says though the movement came at a time when there was tension between the Communist East and the Capitalist West, conditions in the world and relations between some countries makes its existence still relevant. Ambassador Korte said this when he was vetted by the Appointments Committee of Parliament. They identify climate change and continuous rift between bigger nations and smaller states as current happenings that justify the existence of a non-aligned movement. Ambassador Korte was part of five deputy ministers who were vetted by the committee yesterday. Augustus Okwe and Dominic Logie have the details.
The second day of vetting, President Mahama's deputy ministers designate covered those for the Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Local Government and Rural Development, Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation. The others were Transport and Finance. Deputy Minister Designate for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Thomas Korte, said he and the minister will encourage Ghanaians abroad to register with the various missions. He noted that Ghana's positive image in the global community and the maintenance of diplomacy with other nations remain key in the advancement of economic growth. Next to take the seat was MP from Kwanza South, Emmanuel Ejikum, who will deputize the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, if giving the nod, admitted that the differences between some DCEs and MPs have not been the best. He said he will work hard to ensure in such instances the issues are properly resolved to aid development in the districts. Mr. Ejikum was of the view that if the various assemblies were well resourced, they could afford to generate their own funds to motivate their members. He also touched on taxes and levies at a local level.
I think in the first place, we have to create an enabling environment for businesses. On that of creativity, trying to generate more revenue, it's not like the revenue is not there at the assembly level. It's about how we collect it, how we do monitoring. There are a whole lot of ways that we can go about this. We can actually outsource the monitoring system, which brings in a lot of money as well, because the net, you can see that there are a lot of hoses in the net that the fishes go through it. So I will say that outsourcing monitoring is a way of getting money, and also looking at other sites. In Kwanza, for example, we're only capitalizing on what we're generating from the market, but we targeted our boundaries between Ofinsu and those areas, and it was helping us a lot.
The Deputy Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Benisa Luz Vetting, centered more on her work as an HIV and AIDS advocate.
Dominic Logie and Augustus Akwe filed that report.